Oh, well, for the second time in Grab Bag history,
how about this?
We have a guest. It is Patriots offensive lineman Mike Unwenu on a Patriots Friday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Unwenu, welcome to the Grab Bag.
What's up?
Hey. We're doing well. We're just talking to your offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt. Some of the questions about Jerod Mayo calling out the team this week, calling them soft. Do you agree you're a soft team?
No, I don't think he was calling us soft in terms of us being soft. I think he was saying our style of play and what he's used to us putting on film. I will say the last few weeks we haven't been putting good tape out, and just in terms of our physicality, speaking for myself and O-line.
What was the response by the team? Is that something you guys talked about? Did you address it, or is everybody just moving on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you address it. You know, it's being said. You know, we all talked about it, I guess, you know, when we first came back after the game. But, you know, everybody took it as a challenge and took it to have a better week of practice and then have that translate to the game.
Was it something that he said post-game to you guys in the locker room, or did you hear about it from the post-game press conference, like when all of us heard about it?
In terms of the words, I would just say, you know, we heard about it when everyone else, but the message after the game, I mean, obviously we were disappointed. It was a game that we lost, and we didn't play that well. So just in general, obviously it's a loss, so there's nothing else that can come from it.
Bill Belichick disagreed, for what it's worth, with you guys being a soft team. He said he hurt for some of the players, specifically on defense, hurt for them. What do you think of those comments?
I mean, you know, Bill was here, so, I mean, obviously everyone has an opinion, but I'm sure the way Mayo said it wasn't in term to be directive or to be negative towards us. It was more of a challenge for us to play better and play more physical.
How's it been for you on the field? It's a different combination every single week on the offensive line. I mean, we'll wait until – you probably already know, but it feels like it's going to be an eighth different starting lineup for you guys up front. What have the challenges been with just different, you know, rotations each and every week?
I would just say your general stuff with guys moving, really just communication, and really just playing next to the person or whoever the new person is, just playing in and stepping in and playing. But at the end of the day, it's football. And speaking for O-line, I mean, we all run the same plays. We're running the same play, so we all know the assignments of each offensive lineman.
Mike Unwenu, Patriots offensive lineman, joining us here, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. It's the Grab Bag. You referenced the team meeting earlier. You said you guys addressed some of those comments in the team meeting. Who spoke, and what was the message of that team meeting?
Mayo spoke. You know, he obviously touched on the comments and said his what he meant by it. So what I said before in terms of him not calling us directly soft, in terms of him challenging us to have a better game and to play more physical, is exactly the message that he spoke and how we took him and how we approached this week.
The timing of the meeting was interesting. Mayo has referenced now some comments from Kendrick Bourne that players need to kind of focus on recovery and focus on the right things and not staying out late, things of this nature. Were any players disciplined, or did any players get in trouble in London?
No, nobody got in trouble in London. Nope.
So what when Kendrick Bourne is talking about players staying out late and, you know, sticking to their routine and being professional, what do you think he's referencing?
You know, obviously I'm sure whoever he's talking about, that's who he's talking about. It's not to my awareness, but, you know, obviously we're in a different setting. And over the last couple of weeks with the international games, there has been players getting in trouble or stuff. So I think that was a big message. So I don't think anyone got in too much trouble.
Too much.
Last time you guys faced the Jets, allowed 7 sacks as a team. What kind of challenges do these guys present? Plus, it looks like they're going to get Hassan Reddick, who wasn't there for the first matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's from the first game, same challenges. Have a lot of good players on their roster, so obviously it's just a matchup and playing and showing up for the game.
All right, 3 Halloween-related questions for you here, Mike, before we let you go. 1, do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
I would probably say, somewhere in between gummy bears and like a Twix.
Gummy bears and a Twix. Wow,
nice.
What's in between? Oh, the toss up between them. One of the two. I see. You know, your Alex Van Pelt said candy corn. Any thoughts on that?
Candy corn. I don't know. I'm gonna have to talk to him about that.
I think so. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume growing up, or maybe even as an adult at a party? But any costume that you really liked?
I don't have a favorite. I would say the one that stuck out to me was, I remember being like elementary and, I was Scream for, Halloween, and I had the mask that had the blood.
That's like Key's favorite movie.
That you were speaking my language. That actually kind of piggybacks into my last one for you. Do you have a favorite horror movie of all time?
To be honest, I really don't. Okay. I've just been watching more horror movies and thriller movies of recent, really this whole month. So I don't have a favorite, but I can get back to you on that one.
All right. Well, Mike, let me tell you, just for the month of October, right around this time every day on this program, Keith gives out for free.
That's right.
A horror movie recommendation. So if you're looking for them, this is a good spot to tune in. We do it every day.
A lot of good ones out there.
Recommendations today.
Today's going to be Shutter Island. Shutter Island. It's kind of more of a mind-messing movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, 2010, but I recommend Shutter Island.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that. I think the last movie I watched, I can't remember the movie's name, but it was a movie family that went on a vacation. They were trapped on an island. I can't remember.
I thought it was Vegas.
They were trapped.
They went to an island on vacation, yep.
Right.
Yeah, they were trapped on. They went to a resort, and then it was a beach on the island that they went to, and then they was basically stuck on the beach. They couldn't leave because it was like a magnetic force surrounding the beach. So they basically they got older faster. So they basically were aging.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, right? I think it's just called Old.
Yeah, it's something. I think it's called Old.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Very good.
All right, we'll have to check that. You check out Shutter Island. We'll check out the vacation movie. Yeah.
I will, for sure. I'm going to get that to you, the name.
All right, perfect. That sounds good. Mike and Wendy, we appreciate it.
Good
we'll
luck
talk
on
to you
Sunday.
Soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.